You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today, or in on the phone, I should say, today, the very lovely, the very brilliant, the very works hard, deserves a break, Christy Lumbiel. How are you today, Christy? Are you all frostbitten?
I'm doing good. It's just I'm very happy to have remote start on my car that I can start it up ahead of time because it's cold out there.
Oh, you probably don't remember, but I remember in this early to mid 70s when they didn't have all of that, and you didn't have electronic ignition systems. You didn't have fuel pump or fuel injection, so you had to pump the car and try to start it. And these kind of days, it was like a 50-50 shot.
I remember plugging my car in when I was in high school, and I had a car in the driveway, and they had extension cords coming out for us to keep them so the motors didn't freeze.
Yes, the old tank heaters. I don't even think they put them on anymore.
I doubt it.
Because we have the remote starts. You stand inside, you just, oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah. I say to people when they start complaining about cold, I say, we read what the record high and low is and stuff, and you can go back to the late 1800s, early 1900s, when it was like 20, 25 below. That was air temperature now, not this feels good like if, you're standing at... that was the real temperature, and I said, think about how hard that was. They didn't have central heating. Mm-hmm. If you had to get up in the middle of the night, there was this outhouse thing. That would wake you up, wouldn't it? And if you wanted to go to church, you had to hook up the sleigh to the horses, and, they didn't have heated cabs on those things.
That would be tough.
Oh, and they didn't have Thinsulate, so... I'm just thankful for what we have. I don't care what it gets outside.
Exactly. we're pretty spoiled now, so we've got all the conveniences at least.
Aren't we really? That's the best way to say it. Well, Christy, how are sales in your office this week?
They're doing good. They're moving fast. When a listing comes on, they're still moving really fast. We're not holding many listings long, which is great for sellers. It's tough for buyers right now, though. It is pretty tough for them.
It's like a multiple buyer or multiple bids and stuff?
Yeah, I sold this townhome up in Oakdale, and the agent, they were trying to buy a house where they were going to go to up by Edina or something, and he just emailed me this morning and said, hey, can we move up your closing? They're going to have to move twice because they're writing multiple offers on houses, and nobody's taking their offers because it's contingent on their house closing. And it's like they have so many offers on the houses that they're like, nope, you got, somebody else has got to close before yours. So you've got something that, a hiccup could happen. So we'd rather go with one with none of those. So they're having trouble even finding houses because you have to have like this perfect offer for anybody to take yours now.
Wow. So the sellers are really being picky.
Yes. Yes. Well, when you have 10, 15 offers on some of these houses, you can be picky on which ones, no closing costs, no contingencies, they're getting picky. So it's tough for buyers.
It's that gosh darn, supply and demand theory.
Yes. It's at that point right now.
Wow.
So,
do you have any specific listings you'd like to talk about?
Well, we've got one coming on later this week that is on Ivanhoe Way in Nininger, a beautiful home on 2+ acres backs up to the Mississippi River, and a two-story home with a nice outbuilding. And, they don't have a dock, although they own riverfront because the barges go through there really close. So they don't think you should put a dock, but there's some people who've asked, can you put a dock? And he said, well, we've never really checked with the DNR. But so that is a beautiful property that I think is, I hate to say it's going to go fast, but that's at $650,000.
Wow.
But to be on the Mississippi and Nininger with a nice two-story home and an outbuilding, and then they actually have an observatory, which is basically a shed with a retractable roof, and he's got a telescope, which is going with him. But somebody could put a hot tub in there or something, or get another telescope. And so it's a neat property.
Have That's a hot a nice tub one. So you can look at the stars at night.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
That's
Let's open
neat.
It up.
That is, yeah. And we thought the dome was a big deal when they'd open up and retract.
I know. It's pretty cool. I've never seen one like this. But yeah, it just slides down the track, and yep, it's open. So
wow.
Pretty cool.
Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
They can call my cell at 651-216-4676. Or they can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com. Christy is C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, and Christy Hill or Christy Lundby, but Lundby's a little harder to spell. So
you bet.
They both come to me.
Or they can call the local Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy, or any of the Lundby Hill team will help out.
Yes.
Well, our topic of the week, and this is interesting because it kind of dovetails with our last week's talk. This one is how to buy or build a home when you have one to sell. And we talked about building a home last week. So there is some complications on either side. Is that a fair statement?
There is. I've got two people building homes in Windham Hills with a custom builder right now. One of them came from California, and they sold their house down there, and they're living in an extend a stay in Eagan while the home is being built. The other one sold their home last fall and got a really nice apartment that they've been staying in, one of those newer ones that were built in Hastings. And so, you know, they're in a nice place, and they've been there through the holidays and stuff, and so that's actually closing here this month, but they're excited to move in. And, you know, so that's a couple situations, but I also have somebody building in Newport with a builder, and he's got a home to sell, and he's got a buyer for his home, but they've got a home to sell. So it can get really complicated, and, you know, talking to him on how, you know, he can buy the new construction non-contingent. But, and he wants to be able to like move it all on the same day type of thing. But to coordinate that is really a trick, because here's the problem. When you're building, they're so far out on some new constructions. They're out saying it'll close right now. We just wrote a purchase agreement like a week and a half ago, October, November, or December.
Are you,
so how
of
do you
this
coordinate
year?
That?
Of this year?
Yes.
Holy
yes.
cow.
They're that far out. They have a waiting list of people waiting to build. And then the next week, they had so many more come in that they're now into January, February. And this, yeah, next
so
year.
So 6 months to maybe even 10 months?
And that's some of the bigger builders. You know, I mean, that's kind of what's going on, because they have a backlog. And then because of COVID, some of the builders, you know, some things are hard to get. They've had trouble, you know, getting lumber. Lumber prices went sky high. They're having price increases on the new construction like every couple weeks sometimes. So their pricing is changing quite a lot. So it's getting up there in price, but somebody who wants brand new, you know, you have to think time frame and how do you coordinate this? So they won't tell us until March or June, or I'm sorry, May or June, narrow it down to a 2 month period of time when it will close. And they won't give you, not lock you down into a 2 week time to close until about a month and a half before.
Holy cow.
So how do you sell your house and get that to coordinate so that you've got a buyer buying yours that's so flexible on the date that they'll wait until you know what I mean? So it's really hard.
I would guess that most sellers don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, like my people right now that are in an apartment and waiting to close, they you know, we didn't discuss if they had the financial capability to close on the new construction first, because they felt better, and this is all personal preference, they felt better knowing their house was closed, what they had in the bank,
right,
to do this. You know, and the other thing is, you know, if you go with a big builder, they'll do, you know, like just you go get a conventional mortgage. Some of these smaller builders, two of mine that are building in Windham Hills, have to get their own new construction loan. So when you're getting a new construction loan, and some other builders need you to do this as well, then you have to, you do a one-time close, pay off the lot. That's what they did on the ones that are building right now. And so then they're paying interest payments on what draws the builder is taking during the time it's being built. So, you know, the builder might go to the title company because they're holding the new construction loan and say, okay, we need $50,000, we're ordering some materials. And so then you're paying interest on that for the payments.
Right.
So you have some payments before the end close. So, and then there's some builders who just, they do the new construction loan, and then you just get one loan at the end, but your prices might be a little bit higher because they then have all the extra costs of the new construction loan, and they pass that on, typically.
Right.
So, you know, so there's a lot of variables. I will say, you know, I've been doing a lot of research on all these developments coming into town and know a lot of the information. I've got, you know, floor plans and dates on when, you know, there's the development on General Sebin, and then there's the development on Pleasant. There's, you know, I've got two buildings in Windham Hills, and I sold their model. I've got somebody else looking at a lot up there. Those are starting to sell more. You know, so people do want to build, but there's a lot going into it. I went into, when the buyer I had that bought the new construction in the Newport neighborhood, which is right next to Woodbury, you know, I walked through with him, and I'm so glad I did, because you ooh in awe as you're walking through the models, because they're beautiful. But they have every upgrade possible. I mean, if you look at the price with all the upgrades, you're at $600,000, you know, and that's just a one level home with a basement, because they put every upgrade possible. But then they go, oh, the base price is only, you know, $430,000. Well, that doesn't have, you know, half the things in it.
Right.
That's with a two car, that's with the basement finished, that's without that whole sunroom you see. Well, that's without these windows and those windows, those are all extra, you know. So it was like, it's very good. I mean, I've created and have some of the little lists from these builders of what all the upgrades cost, so that a person can go into this with their mind correct and not just going ooh and ah after the way they got the models. So there's a lot to it, and, you know, these builders are very good at what they do, and there's some nice homes they can build, but you have to be smart about it, and you need to know what you're doing. And I do suggest that people have a realtor involved, because these big builders, I mean, it costs you nothing else to have a realtor involved, and if you don't, they just make more money. So it's good to always think resale, and that's what realtors do, is we think resale, resale, resale. Is that a good thing for resale? You're going to get any money back for that when you turn around and sell this, you know? So there's, I've had somebody else build, and they didn't do a lot of updates. You know, they maybe did the soft close drawers because they knew they'd like that, and they added like the sunroom, but they didn't do a lot of the other things that they knew were not going to add a lot of, you know, this one to that one. What's the difference when you turn around and sell this? Are you going to be upside down because, you know, you put too many upgrades into it?
Right.
So you just have to, you have to think it through and get some good advice, and think through how you're going to sell and buy at once. And it's the same for regular buyers. I've got a buyer right now who, they have a house to sell, and they can qualify to buy a house non-contingent, you know, up to like $500,000. So, I mean, they're looking for a house, and if an existing one comes up that they like, they might jump on it. But it's hard to find that in the country anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, $500,000 in the country doesn't get you as much as it used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're expanding their horizons, and now we're looking at a couple of new construction builders over in the Hudson and Prescott areas, and so they found some lots. And so then we're getting pricing from a couple builders. You know, and then they're trying to, well, if they do that, they might sell their house and go live at mom and dad's, because they've got a fifth wheel and they're traveling, so they can go stay there while it's being built, you know. But you got to think it through.
Right, and that's a good point, is that when you're building like that, we have about, 3.5 minutes or so left, Christy. Okay. But you're moving a little bit, few more times than what you would if you can move right into a house. And that, you have to figure that, that's got to be a big, you know, to me, the world's worst job, Christy, is moving. I'm sorry. But that, to me, that would really weigh on me heavily. But how can folks get a hold of you?
They can give me a call at 651-216-4676 or call our office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy or anyone from the Lundby Hill team.
Now, Christy, do you think that the demand for new homes is up? Is it because of the shortage of homes out there? Is that what's going on?
Kind of both. I mean, the prices are going up so much, but I think it's also the HGTV era, you know? I mean, they see all these homes with all this. I mean, I had one seller last year that we'd sold him a home that was getting to be about 25 years old, and they moved out to Woodbury, and they came from Hastings originally here, and she called me and said, you know what, our deck's going to be needing to be redone in 5 years, our furnace is old, you know, we've got all this oak wood work, and I just keep seeing these models, and I just want to sell it and move to a model. And so, you know, they sold this house, and they put in the basics when they built a new home. And they probably only spent $30,000 more than what they sold their house for. But they still have to add a deck on. They still got to finish the basement. But everything's new. So it just depends on the buyer, like what they're thinking, you know. I just suggest anybody who's even starting to think about either buying existing or building, call us. Let's make a game plan. What's the best way to do this? Let's think this through and let us talk through it with you and tell you all the different scenarios, because, you know, it's not an easy, you just go out and buy a house type of thing. You have to think it through.
Right. And it sounds like if you buy or sell your house, that's a couple month deal, but building a house could be over a year.
Well, in some developments,
right.
It depends. I mean, you're probably normal building, if the builder's not backed up, probably 6 months to 8 months. I mean, the ones that built that are moving in this month or in the next couple weeks here, they originally were supposed to be in by Christmas.
Okay.
So they're about 2 months behind, month and a half to 2 months behind, and that's because of COVID. Things were shut down. You know, you have a paint crew that's coming in, and one of them gets COVID, and they're backed up. And then they got other jobs, so you got to try to get them back in.
You bet.
You bet. That's the kind of stuff we're running into.
Get a hold of a realtor is the idea. We're out of time. We're out of time, Christy.
Yes.
So one final time here, like you say, use a realtor. It doesn't matter. You're actually going to save time and money, and you're going to get a lot of know-how for that. How can people get a hold of you, Christy?
You can call me on my cell at 651-216-4676, or our office is 651-437-2121, or email me at ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
Christy, thank you. It's always fun. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor, Christy Lundby Hill. Again, folks, 651-437-2121, and ask for Christy. This is KDWA Hastings. La 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 la